Welcome to Bible and Bourbon with Pastor Ben. Today we are studying the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 31 through 36, the parable of the mustard seed. Our prayer request this week comes from a listener who's particularly nervous about her transportation to work. It's a little bit unreliable currently, so if you can please keep her in your prayers. Today I am drinking a simple bourbon and Coke. But just because it's simple doesn't mean it's not good. Now let's start our study with a prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for the very breath you give us, for allowing us to blossom into a beautiful flower or a mighty tree. We know with your Spirit all is possible. Let this not be the best part of our day, but merely a building block to something better to come. Amen. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 31 through 36. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet, when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch on its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it all worked through the dough. Jesus spoke all of these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Matthew Chapter 13, verses 31 through 36. A few weeks ago, I did a sermon on this very parable, so I found it quite interesting that it naturally worked its way into our study today. And in some ways, this is a very simple parable, while in other ways, it's quite complicated. Now, when I did my sermon in the church, I actually brought a bowl of mustard seeds with me, because many people have never seen a mustard seed. You can go to your local grocery store, a Kroger, Publix, Food Lion, whatever grocery store you'd like, and you can purchase a container of mustard seeds. They are used primarily in the United States for pickling different items. But even if you haven't purchased mustard seeds or seen any in person, they're not difficult to visualize. They are small, round balls. Very small, round balls. However, they are in fact not the smallest seed. There are some seeds smaller than a mustard seed. But they would have been the smallest seed commonly used by farmers in the area. And any farmer who was listening to Jesus' parable would have known the exact size of a mustard seed. Describing something as small as a mustard seed would be similar to me telling you that something is the size of a credit card. Now, you know how big a credit card is. You probably use a credit card daily to make various purchases. And in much of the same way as we use a credit card for our economic freedom, mustard seeds were key to the economic freedom and success of farmers back then. Mustard could be used to make spices and herbs, which were much easier to transport to market than other forms of produce. Mustard, and particularly the spices that came from it, became like currency to many farmers who lacked traditional access to coins. So by using the imagery of a mustard seed, Jesus was connecting with the farmers, the people he was talking to, on a very personal level. He was speaking to them in terms that they could understand. And at the end of this passage, we hear that Jesus spoke through parables to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. Now, in particular, this is referencing Psalm 78, saying that God will teach through parables, allowing people to understand the mysteries of God. Because the mysteries of God can be a bit complicated. It's hard to understand the kingdom of heaven. It's hard to describe what the kingdom of heaven is. So, Jesus uses parables. Parables that take place in common everyday life to describe something completely removed from everyday life. But the problem is, we don't live in that world anymore. While you might understand the size of a credit card, there's a good chance you probably don't have as much understanding about the size of a mustard seed, even if you have seen one. Much less a mustard tree. In fact, I can guarantee you that no one listening to this podcast has ever seen a mustard tree. And I can do this because they do not exist. If you don't believe me, go ahead and pause this podcast right now and Google image a mustard field. You will find a field full of flowering bushes with wonderful little yellow flowers and green leaves. If you were a farmer in the time of Jesus, you wouldn't need to Google image a mustard seed, not because you couldn't Google image them, but because you would already know that a mustard seed would grow into a mustard bush, not a mustard tree. And if a mustard seed did grow into the largest of garden plants, as Jesus describes it, then that would be unexpected. If a bird could perch itself on the branches of a mustard plant, that too would be quite unexpected. This parable is not about the natural process in which a seed becomes a tree. This is not an acorn becoming a mighty oak tree. That's a natural process, one that you can expect. This is about the unexpected. Planting a little seed and expecting a small bush, but instead being greeted by a mammoth tree. The kingdom of heaven is the unexpected becoming a reality. I think a better way for us to think about this parable, one in our own terms, would be saying that the kingdom of heaven is like putting a gallon of gas in your SUV and driving across the country. You wouldn't expect it, would you? Your SUV would guzzle that gallon down and you wouldn't make it outside of town. It's impossible, improbable, but yet it's the truth. Now, I'm not much of a baker. I love to cook, and I think most people who enjoy cooking are often not the best bakers. It's one or the other. When I cook, I just cook by feel. I put some salt in, some seasonings, and I taste along the way, adding more or maybe taking something else out. But you can't do that with baking, because the measurements are quite precise. If a recipe calls for 1 cup and you add 1/2 cup, well, your cake does not turn out well. And if you're a baker, you may have understood the second parable, particularly concerning the impossibility of it. Because I'm not a baker, but I looked up how much yeast goes into dough. And you need about 1 teaspoon of yeast per cup of flour. 1 pound of flour is 4 cups. So 60 pounds would be 240 cups of flour. 1 teaspoon may not be much, but you'd need 240 teaspoons of yeast to make that much dough. That's quite a lot of yeast. And even more than that. If you've ever made dough in your life, you know it is quite labor-intensive. Making even 1 pound of dough hurts your forearms and can take hours. The idea that one woman would have the strength and the endurance to make 60 pounds of dough is just impossible. Even if she did have the forearm strength of Hulk Hogan, she still couldn't do it. Once again, confirming what Jesus told us, The kingdom of heaven is about the impossible being made possible, the insignificant being made into the Goliath. So, what does that mean for us? If the kingdom of heaven is like the impossible becoming the accomplished, with absolutely no effort being put in, if it's a tiny seed being made into a giant tree, or a woman kneading dough and almost instantly having 60 pounds of flour, what does it mean for us? In the same way as the kingdom of heaven functions for the dough and for the seed, in our lives too, something mighty can spring up from something quite small. Maybe you've had something difficult happen in your life. Maybe you felt as if you are buried under the weight of the world. Maybe you feel like that little seed. I knew a man who came out of prison after spending several decades behind bars. He went in as a very young man and came out as a middle-aged adult. He had truly repented for his crime and felt genuine remorse for what he had done. He was rehabilitated by every metric. But yet, it was quite difficult for him, because like many ex-cons, he struggled finding a job, finding a home, finding a family. He felt as if he was just a little bit of yeast mixed into quite a lot of dough. But then, that seed sprouted. He got a job. And then he found a church. And he met a woman and started a family. From there, he grew and grew. He sprouted, and soon enough, he was a mighty tree. Now, hopefully you haven't spent several decades behind bars, but you may have felt buried once or twice, or like you didn't have enough yeast to mix into the amount of flour that life was giving you. And that's fine. Because as this parable shows us, the kingdom of heaven is about making our lives possible. Without the kingdom of heaven, our lives are impossible. It's not going to work for us. But with Jesus, with Christ, with the love of God, even that impossible task staring you in the eyes right now can become a reality. Don't expect a bush when the kingdom of heaven is giving you a mustard tree. As always, I'd like to thank you for joining me. And if you have any prayer requests or questions or general concerns, please email me at BiblePeriodBourbon@gmail.com. As always, while it is true that Jesus drank wine, an occasional glass is different than an addiction. If you need help, please seek it. If you need help and don't know where to look, please reach out to me and I'll be happy to guide you. Blessings, everyone.